This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Odisha is a radiant beacon of India's rich heritage. He said for thousands of years it has been a cornerstone of Indian culture, contributing to its growth and vibrancy. The PM was participating in a program marking the completion of 1 year of state government of Odisha. He also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 18,600 crore rupees on the occasion.
बीते एक साल में भाजपा सरकार ने पूरी मजबूती के साथ काम किया है साथियों विकास का जो डबल इंजन यहां चला है उसका फायदा भी दिख रहा है आज भी यहां जो हजारों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है उसमें डबल इंजन की छाप है ओडिशा में डबल इंजन ने यहां की जनता का डबल बेनिफिट किया है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर रीच्ड भुवनेश्वर दिस आफ्टरनून ऑन द सेकंड लेग ऑफ हिज two-state tour. Mr. Modi joined a roadshow in the city. Thousands of people greeted him with tricolour during his roadshow to Janata Maidan. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Jasoli in Sivan, the Prime Minister said, NDA is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. He said in Bihar, NDA has taken several steps for developing Bihar and several others will come up.
सिर्फ बीते 10-11 साल की बात करूं बिहार में करीब 55,000 किलोमीटर ग्रामीण सड़कें बनी हैं 1.5 करोड़ से ज्यादा घरों को बिजली के कनेक्शन से जोड़ा गया है 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को पानी का कनेक्शन दिया गया है 45,000 से ज्यादा कॉमन सर्विस सेंटर्स बनाए गए हैं आज बिहार के छोटे छोटे शहरों में नए नए स्टार्टअप्स खुल रहे हैं
President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the importance of encouraging divyangjans in all spheres of life. She stated that with the help of advanced technologies, Divyangjans can now contribute effectively to the mainstream. The president was addressing students at the National Institute for the Empowerment of Persons with Visual Disabilities in Dehradun today. Earlier, the president inaugurated Rashtrapati Niketan and Rashtrapati Tapovan in Dehradun. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that NAFED will soon begin direct procurement from farmers, eliminating intermediaries from the agricultural production process. He was speaking at a national seminar held in Mumbai on the occasion of the International Year of Cooperatives. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that this move will help farmers get fair prices for their produce. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be observed across the globe tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organize yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. The main celebration will be organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Vishakhapatnam, which will be attended by the Prime Minister. In other parts of the world, too, preparations are in full swing to mark the day. Indian Mission in Nepal organized yoga session on Fewa Lakeside in Pokhara today. Indian embassies in Saudi Arabia and Qatar will celebrate the day with the Indian diaspora, including students expected to take part in large numbers.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना ना कोई बंधन ना कोई बॉडी टाइप बचपन हो या पचपन व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम योग सबका हक है
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ
In cricket, the first test of the five-match series of the Tendulkar Anderson Trophy between India and England is underway at Headingley, Leeds. England opted to bowl first after winning the toss. The visitors were 92 for 2 at lunch. And in Sikkim, the annual Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has begun from Nathula today. Governor Om Prakash Mathur flagged off the first batch of 36 pilgrims to enter into the Tibet Autonomous Region. And with that, we end this news bulletin.